Hey, Wendy.
It's Gordon in Boxburg, yeah. Regarding the cookies, though, I've noticed that a lot of us users are not actually aware of the fact that you can reject most, or on some sites, you can reject the cookies. So you've got an option of accepting or not accepting. So it's not always the fact of you accepting the cookies.
Oh, Wendy. Thank you for that. I just accept the cookies, hey? I never reject the cookies. I actually don't even know what the cookies are. So the reason we are talking about the cookies is because Google is now looking at a plan to overhaul the cookies, and they're changing course on the cookies. So let's explain what we are talking about here. Stephen Ambrose, MD at Advanced Intellect, joining us now to discuss the cookies. Stephen, thank you so much. What are cookies?
Hi, it's cookies are not nice little treats that you eat in the afternoon. In the internet space, essentially, it's a tiny little file that stores information about what you've been doing online. Simple as that. And what it does, it tracks your internet activity. So whatever you've been doing through the browser, it tracks it and allows digital publishers to target certain advertising based on your activity and your behavior online. And that's what a cookie is. I know it's a crazy concept, but it's been involved in the internet space for years, and it's the entire way that Google, Facebook, and all these online companies actually make money. They figure out what you want and send you adverts. Hopefully you click on them, and then they make money.
So why am I seeing so many requests lately to accept or reject the cookies? I've seen a lot of them lately, and I just assume that I've got to accept the cookies to go onto a website, but I don't need to, do I?
You don't need to, but the reason why these requests are coming through is that Europe, for the most part, have got very stringent privacy laws and global privacy laws. You have to actually actively acknowledge that they're tracking what you're doing. So if you think about basic privacy, you wouldn't like someone to follow you around when you go for a walk just to see where you go and what you do in a shopping mall, for example. But that's exactly what they're doing to you online. So when they say accept the cookies, you're saying to them, it's no problem. You can watch what websites I go to. You can see what links I click on. You can track my behavior. And based on that behavior, you can then send me adverts or do other stuff with regard to marketing.
Okay.
So that is why all these things have come up, because the GDPR laws in Europe have made it an active requirement that you have to agree to be tracked.
But now Google's saying that it's got a new plan to stop the cookies. It's overhauling the cookies. What is it doing?
Well, because of the privacy issues, the first thing everyone's got to remember, it's not always entirely personal, even though there is that link. Generally, this data is aggregated in mass, and they get a sense of what people are looking for in your age group, in your gender, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not 99.9% of the time, it's not personal. It's not you personally, but there are some creepy stuff that go on in the internet. However, what Google proposed in order to increase the security is a whole new system. The problem with that new system, by doing away with the cookie system, the problem with that system was that it became very specific to you and gave them an enormous amount of power to actually share information. And all that information then resided with Google. Mm. Whereas now the cookies are available to pretty much anyone who tracks stuff on the web. So the advertising, marketing, and the entire promotion industry went a little crazy when Google said they're going to block cookies. Well, right now, interestingly enough, Apple block cookies and Microsoft block cookies. Only the Google Chrome browser does not fully block cookies. So they wanted a new system which they fully controlled, which they said would be more secure. And the industry decided, no. Then you're in charge of everything. We've got to go to you for everything. And that's a challenge. So what Google have decided to do, instead of introducing the block that they were going to come bring now in 2022, they've extended it to 2023 to engage with the industry and all the various players to figure out a way that it works for everybody. So that's where we sit with regard to cookies right now.
Stephen, thank you so much. You've explained that so well. I now understand the cookies and that I shouldn't always be accepting the cookies. I really appreciate your time. Stephen Ambrose, MD at Advanced Intellect, explaining to us about the cookies and why Google is planning to overhaul the cookies and what you should really know about cookies.